2 Kings 21, I want to think about Manasseh. He was one of the worst kings of Judah, and probably really the worst. And just to start with, let's think about the things that he did. He's condemned not only for sinning, but for enticing the people to sin. He worked much evil in the eyes of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. God was very angry with him. Verse 16, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood until he'd filled Jerusalem from one end to another. Well, he killed a lot of the prophets at this time, Josephus says, and Jewish tradition has it that Isaiah was cut in half by Manasseh, apparently alluded to in Hebrews 11. Some were sawn asunder. He really was evil in every way. Verse 4, he built altars in the house of Yahweh, of which Yahweh said, I will put my name in Jerusalem. And whatever God's name is called upon, be it you as somebody baptized into the name or the temple, that is his. And it is not therefore the place for idolatry. And yet he puts these altars right in the temple. This is exactly what his grandfather Ahaz had done. And, well, Hezekiah's father apparently reformed that, but I think that was really a psychological reaction against his father, Ahaz, because he'd probably seen his own siblings being killed in sacrifices, child sacrifices, etc. But yet his son Manasseh brings it back big time. He justified what he did, I suppose, as we do at times, by saying that this act of sin is in fact worship of Yahweh. He brought the altars into the temple. And the only way that could have been justified would have been to say that, well, yeah, you know what? Serving these idols is in fact a form of Yahweh worship. It's like justifying gossip as a form of love. Justifying buying an expensive car because I need to give people a ride to church and all this kind of thing. This is building altars, as it were, in the temple of Yahweh. And so you can go on about what an awful man he was. But then you wonder why, as we read in verse 1, he reigned for 55 years. This was the longest reign of any king. Why did God allow this guy to go on for so long? Well, the answer is that at the end, Manasseh repented. It was the most incredible repentance. And I think you see then God's patience all those years, for half a century. And we're told that he provoked Yahweh to anger. God was very angry with him. And yet, God let him live for so long. I'm sure we've all lamented how really great, fine believers die in their youth. And you think of Jehoiachin, his son, who becomes king at 18 and he reigns for 3 months and then that's it. He's taken off to Babylon. As if he had a far shorter window, whereas Manasseh has a far, far longer window, 55 years. What you take away from that is that God seeks people's repentance and that nobody, even a Manasseh, is too far from God. People can change. Sure, you know people, as I do, who you look at and you get to know them and you think you are just not going to respond to the gospel. You just see life so differently. You are so just caught up in the old and familiar and the routine of your life, the gospel could never get through to you. You just don't get it, do you? And you won't get it. That's what it seems. But one of the lessons from Manasseh is that God can work psychological miracles. This is the power of his spirit. Of course, Manasseh did repent. There has to be some volition, some move from man. And sure, he did that. But it's the amazing takeaway from the life of Manasseh that God can work psychological miracles that nobody, not even a Manasseh, a Stalin, an Adolf Hitler or whatever, is beyond the possibility of response. And you see how God works for decades towards this man's repentance. Talk about looking for the lost sheep until you find it. This is absolute kudos to the love and the patient love of God. And he's doing the same with you and me. He's very, very patient in leading us, and he's very gentle, in leading us gently to repentance. The goodness of God leads you to repentance, Paul says. And so indeed it is. And it's easy to see this in other people, but it is going on in your life. And you need to reflect it in your patient hope for others.